No, the time is coming up to 5 to 6. Welcome, a newcomer to the ranks of the world's dinosaurs. His name is Brontomerus, or more informally, Thunder Thighs. The skeleton apparently indicates that Brontomerus had whopping muscular legs. Let's try the theory on Dr. Mike Taylor from the Earth Sciences Department at University College London, lead author of the paper that documents the discovery. Hello, Mike.
Hello.
Tell us a bit about Brontomerus.
Well, it's a fascinating animal. It's been a real privilege to work on the fossils. As is usually the case with really big dinosaurs, it's unusual that the whole thing fossilizes, and you're nearly always working with fragments of a skeleton. But among the fragments we've got is the hip bone, and that's what tells us so much about the shape of the animal.
Well, can you work it out mathematically? If his hip bone is X feet long or whatever, is it how you do it?
Well, it's not quite as straightforward as that, as you'd probably guess, because animals, they're built differently from each other. But by comparing it with the hip bone and its relatives, we can certainly get a sense of that it was significantly more muscular than the things that are closely related to it.
Now, is that unusual?
Yeah, absolutely it is. So all sauropods, of course, had to have fairly muscular legs to move around bodies that weighed 6 or 10 or 20 tons. But even among sauropods, the huge blade of bone that comes out at the front of the hip in this provided an anchoring point for muscles that were, you know, twice as big or more as in related dinosaurs.
So how big would he have been then?
Well, this particular, it's actually quite small for a sauropod, but still bigger than anything that's alive on the land today. So it would be about 6 tons, a bit bigger than an elephant.
Oh. Crikey. Yeah. is this, in terms of where it was found, I think it's quite a rich area, isn't it? It was a quarry in Utah, is that right?
Yes, that's right. It is very rich out there. And the funny thing is that wasn't recognised for 100 years or so. And it's only in the last 15 years or less that suddenly people it's occurred to them that this is a good place to look for this kind of dinosaur.
So who would have fancied taking on a 6-tonner then? Did he have any
natural predators?
Rivals?
Yeah.
Well, he did have some very serious predators actually running around at the same time. There was a thing called Utahraptor, which is a lot like the raptors in Jurassic Park, but bigger.
The velociraptors, like those?
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
And also Acrocanthosaurus, which is a pretty much T-Rex-sized
predator. A name on everybody's lips.
Yeah, that's right. Rolls off the tongue, doesn't it?
Yes.
So in terms of the collection and the history of dinosaurs, are we getting a bigger picture because of this guy?
Yeah, I think it is helping because it extends the range of what kinds of shapes we know of in dinosaurs. So for a long while, people felt that sauropods, that's the very big long-necked group of dinosaurs, were very conservative and that they all look pretty much the same as each other. And more now, we're seeing that that just isn't the case.
Mm. Would he have been an athlete among his peers because of those legs?
Well, I think he would. But the intriguing thing is, it doesn't seem as though he's built in a way that would help him move particularly fast, which would is what it, you
bet,
might expect from muscular legs.
I bet he had a
legs.
Hell of a kick, though.
Yes.
You're exactly right. And the reason we know that is because the enlarged piece of bone is ahead of the hip socket rather than behind. So the powerful muscles would have been pulling the leg forward rather than pulling it backwards for walking.
Mike, thank you very much indeed. Oh, very briefly, he must have been found by a guy called McIntosh because he's called Brontomerus McIntoshy, isn't he?
Yeah, that's right. It wasn't actually found by McIntosh, but we named it after him. Because he's just been an inspiration to sauropod workers for years.
Must have been wet out there at the time. Thank you very much indeed. Mike Taylor of the Department of Earth Sciences at University College London.
Dinosaur with a Macintosh.